Joining us out of Moscow itself is Mr. Andrei Kortonov. He is the director director general with Russian International Affairs Council, I should say. Many thanks, sir, for joining our broadcast. How do you describe and what is your reading of the situation that we are witnessing in that part of the world today?
Well, thank you for inviting me. I guess that the situation in Donbas might be more dangerous than the situation along the Russian-Ukrainian border, because the latter is more or less under control. And I still don't believe that Russia is ready for a full-scale invasion, because this invasion is not likely to benefit Russia, and it will be a very costly enterprise. I don't think that Russia is in a position to occupy Ukraine or to take the capital of the country. However, what we see in Donbas is a very clear case of an inadvertent escalation, something that you cannot control. There are loose cannons on both sides, on the Ukrainian side and on the side of breakaway republics. And the worst case scenario is that the Kremlin will be forced to recognize diplomatically the leadership of the two republics. They would call Russia to grant them military assistance, and such assistance will be granted, which would mean that sooner or later we will have a direct confrontation between Russia and Ukraine in the area of Donbas. That will be the end. That would be the end of the Minsk agreements, and definitely that would have very serious implications for the European security at large.
Okay, and of course, the deputy head of the Russian Duma, I heard that he has apparently said that if the U.S. and NATO are after placing their military near the Russian borders, perhaps Russia can reciprocate by taking some of its own military in some Latin American countries in order to basically, like I said, reciprocate the act. And how realistic do you think is this? And, you know, in case, because we have the history showing that Russian missiles were for a while, you know, stationed in Cuba, do you think it will have, if operational, do you think it will have a deterrent on basically, you know, the westward, the eastward expansion of the Western forces, you know, so-called these days?
Well, indeed, Russia might consider what they call asymmetrical responses to the advancement of the NATO military infrastructure closer to its borders, and it can create challenges to U.S. security, maybe in Latin America. It might create problems for the West in regions like the Middle East or Africa. There are many ways in which Russia can complicate the lives of its Western neighbors. The problem with these actions is that they're not likely to enhance Russia's own security. And if Russia goes along this path, we will see an overall decline of strategic stability all over the place, and the risks of a major conflict, including a nuclear conflict, are likely to increase. So in the end of the day, both sides will have to get back to a negotiating table. The question is what price they are ready to pay before they do that. I hope that the price will not be prohibitively high.
And just a short answer, do you say, I mean, given the situation today that we are in right now, would you say that we are moving towards a war in that part of the world, or do you think we are on the de-escalation course?
I think the chances of a clash in Donbas are getting higher. The chances of a big war between Russia and Ukraine are still rather low.